Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God has given us unlimited treasures in His Word. Every time we open it, we can discover a new treasure or admire an old one. What will we find today? Here's Carla Early with Treasure Hunt in the Word.
You're right. You know you're right. But people want to argue with you anyway. Isn't that frustrating? Of course, with most things nowadays, you can just whip out your cell phone and show proof, for either side of the issue, usually. And if you're a good debater, you can usually make your point. Well, I'm not a good debater, so sometimes I just drop the subject as quick as I can. But you can't just agree to disagree on some things. In Acts 15, after Paul and Barnabas had been at their home-based church in Antioch for about a year, a group of Jewish Christians from Judea showed up, teaching that Gentile Christians had to first become Jews before they could be saved. Now, becoming a Jew meant a lot of things, following the law and the traditions of the Jews for one thing, but the main requirement, as they saw it, was to be circumcised. God gave Abraham circumcision as a sign of their covenant. All the males of his household were to be circumcised. This is a Jewish distinctive to this day. Genesis 17:14 says that any uncircumcised male born into Abraham's house would be cut off from his people because he'd broken the covenant. They would have a right to be concerned about this, if Christianity had been a sect of Judaism, like some thought. But God had bigger plans, much bigger. He didn't want circumcised bodies, but circumcised hearts. Paul and Barnabas understood this and debated hotly with these men about it. They'd seen God saving Gentiles left and right in Gentile cities, even in Antioch, and nary a one of them had been circumcised. Besides, the law was for the Jews, not the Gentiles, and Jesus had come to fulfill the law. The church in Antioch decided this was a pretty important issue. Important enough that they needed an authoritative answer from those who'd been with Jesus. So they sent Paul, Barnabas, and some others, perhaps even some of these Judaizers, as they were called, to travel to Jerusalem to discuss the matter with the apostles. And we have to be careful where we go for our authority. Where do you go? To your friends? Your family? Surely not the media. Everything. Yes, even what your pastor or Sunday school teacher says should be double-checked in comparison with the Bible. That's God's final authority right there. Of course, Paul and Barnabas didn't have the New Testament yet, so they did the next best thing. On their way up to Jerusalem, the group likely passed through many towns the Judaizers had visited before they arrived in Antioch. Paul and Barnabas specifically told them all about what God had done on their mission trip. No slideshow or PowerPoint presentation, but they told of Gentiles being saved. This caused a lot of joy along the way. Upon their arrival in Jerusalem, they did the same thing. That's when the dispute began again, this time with the Pharisee Christians. These guys were historically zealous for the law, every jot and tittle. But remember, Paul at one time was a Pharisee, so he understood their thinking. The Pharisee Christians were still convinced that their works, following the law, was how they were to be saved. Do you know some Pharisee Christians today? Some denominations believe a person must be baptized to become a Christian. This is much the same as those who believe circumcision was a prerequisite. But you can find Pharisee Christians in any denomination. They're always busy, doing things for the Lord. The thing is, they aren't working because they love the Lord. They're doing it because they think they have to. And they look down on anyone who is, in their opinion, not doing enough, or on those who do things differently outside of their little box. How can we keep from being a Pharisee Christian?
You can contact us at treasurehuntintheword@gmail.com. We'd love to hear the treasures God has given you through His Word. You can listen to other episodes at our website, which you can find in the description below. Thanks for listening, and remember, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.